The second verse. Surely, Allah chose Adam and Nuh and the descendants of Ibrahim, Ali Ibrahim, and the descendants of Imran, Ali Imran, above the nations. Offspring one of the other, and Allah is hearing, knowing. The Holy Quran 3:33-34. Meaning that Allah selected Adam and Nuh, and Ali Ibrahim and Ali Imran from all the people of the worlds, and so the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, as well as the guiding imams who are from his progeny are also included in them. But there is difference of opinions about Ali Imran as to who are they. Some have said they are Moses and Harun and their progeny, because Moses and Harun are the sons of Imran. Some say they are Maryam and Isa, alayhimus salam, because Maryam was the daughter of Imran.
Shaykh Tabarsi, Rahmatullah Alayh, says that in the reading of Ahlul Bayt, instead of the descendants of Imran is mentioned the descendants of Muhammad, alayhimus salam, above the nations. And that as mentioned by the Imams, Ali Ibrahim means Ali Muhammad, alayhimus salam. Similarly Shaykh Tabarsi, Rahmatullah Alayh, has said that the people of a group which has been selected by Allah, should necessarily be free from all sins and drawbacks, and that they must be purified as well as infallible, because Allah does not choose anyone, but like them and He never selects those whose inward may not be like their outward appearance, and that infallibility, on the basis of we chose would be reserved for the one who is from Ali Ibrahim and Ali Imran. Be they prophets or imams. Descendants, means some of the sons and children. They are some from some, means they are assisting one another in the affairs of religion, or they are from the race of one another, because, indeed, they are the progeny of Adam then of Nuh, then of Ibrahim. Hence Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, is reported to have said that those whom Allah has selected are some from the progeny of some.
Ali ibn Ibrahim, rahmatullah alayh, has mentioned that Imam Musa Kazim, alayhi salam, said that, this verse was revealed as follows. And the descendants of Ibrahim, Ali Ibrahim, and the descendants of Imran, Ali Imran, and the descendants of Muhammad, Ali Muhammad, above the nations. The Ali Muhammad has been removed from the Quran. Shaykh Tusi, Rahmatullah Alayh, has, in Majalis, reliably quoted Ibrahim Abdo's Samad that he said, I have heard Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, reciting this verse in this way. Surely Allah chose Adam and Nuh and the descendants of Ibrahim, Ali Ibrahim, and the descendants of Imran, Ali Imran, and the descendants of Muhammad, Ali Muhammad, above the nations. But all Muhammad, alayhi salam, has been removed from Quran. The Hazrat said, this verse has been revealed like this only. Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, is quoted in Kitab Tawilal Ayat that, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, said, woe unto those people who become happy, when they mention Ali Ibrahim and Ali Imran, but when Ali Muhammad are mentioned their hearts become unhappy. By the same Allah in whose control is the life of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, if any one of them had performed the good deeds of 70 messengers, Allah will not accept them, if the love and vilaya of me and of Ali, alayhi salam, is absent. Similarly, Ibn Abbas is quoted that, I went to Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, and said, O Abul Hasan, please let me know of the will which the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has made to you. The Amir al-Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali said, doubtlessly, Allah has selected the true faith for you, and preferred it for you, and completed His bounty on you, because you were the most eligible among all for it. And verily, Allah revealed to His Messenger that He should give me a will. So, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, told me, O Ali, remember my will. Maintain my surety, fulfill my promise, complete my oath, keep my sunnah alive, and go on inviting people towards my faith, because Allah Almighty has selected me, and preferred me. So, I remembered the prayer of my brother Moses. And I prayed, O Allah! appoint a visor for me, from my family, as you had made Harun, the deputy of Moses. Then Allah revealed to me that, I have made Ali your deputy and your helper and, after you, your successor and your vicegerent. O Ali! You are from the Imams of guidance, and so also from your progeny, are Imams like you. So, O Ali! You, people are those who attract people towards guidance and forgiveness, and you people are the tree the root of which is I, and you people are its trunk and branches, and whoever will turn from it, would be destroyed, and enter the lowest region of hell, and you are the people whose love and affection is made compulsory, and he has made the acceptance of your imama compulsory, and you are the group whose mention has been made for you, by Allah in his book saying, surely Allah chose Adam and Nuh and the descendants of Ibrahim, Ali Ibrahim, and the descendants of Imran, Ali Imran, and the descendants of Muhammad, Ali Muhammad above the nations. So you, people are selected by Allah from Adam and Nuh and Ali Imran and Ali Ibrahim, and you are the best tribe and group of Ismail, alayhi salam, and you are the progeny of Muhammad who are to guide the creation.
Ayashi, Ramatola alay, has reported that Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, explaining the verse, surely Allah chose Adam and Nuh and the descendants of Ibrahim, Ali Ibrahim, and the descendants of Imran, Ali Imran, and the descendants of Muhammad, Ali Muhammad, above the nations. That, we are from the said descendants and progeny. Then an alteration happened through collecting and rewriting the Holy Quran by Bibakari and Umari scholars. According to another narration, the Holy Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said that peace, ease, help, comfort and richness and pleasure and conquest over enemies and the nearness to Allah and His Prophet are for him who befriends Ali, alayhi salam, and who, after Ali, obeys his legatees. I am bound to intercede for them, and it is incumbent on my Lord to accept my mediation in their favor, because they are my followers and the one who follows me, is from me. My case is just like that of Ibrahim who had said, then whoever follows me, he is surely of me, the Holy Quran 14:36. Because Ibrahim is from me, and I am from him, and his religion is my religion, and my religion is his religion, and his way, Sunnah, is my way, and my way is his way, and my grace is his grace, and I am superior to him, and the testimony to it, is my Lord's statement. Offspring one of the other, and Allah is hearing, knowing. Ibn Batriq in Kitabi Umda, quotes Salabi through Abu Babel that he said, I have read, and the descendants of Ibrahim, Ali Ibrahim, and the descendants of Imran, Ali Imran, and the descendants of Muhammad, Ali Muhammad, above the nations, in Abdullah ibn Masud's copy of Quran.
The third verse. Praise be to Allah and peace on His servants whom He has chosen. The Holy Quran 27:59. Ali ibn Ibrahim said the selected servants are Ali Muhammad, alayhim as-salam. The fourth verse. O our Lord! Surely I have settled a part of my offspring in a valley unproductive of fruit, near thy sacred house, our Lord. That they may keep up prayer, therefore make the hearts of some people yearn towards them and provide them with fruits, haply they may be grateful. The Holy Quran 14:37. This refers to the time when Ismail, alayhi salam, and his respected mother Hajar, salam Allah alayha, were taken by Ibrahim, alayhi salam, to Mecca by the order of Allah, and he had prayed to Allah saying, O Lord! Verily I have made some of my family members dwell in a barren valley, where there is no agriculture, nor is it tillable, it being mountainous or stony. Near your house which is respectable, since eternity. O our Lord! So that they may establish prayer. So make some people's hearts incline towards them enthusiastically, or they may become their fast friends, and grant thus provision of food, so they may thank thee for these bounties. Ayashi and Ibn Shari Ashub, Ramatola alayhi ma, have quoted Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, we are the descendants of that progeny. In Tafsir Rafurat, Ibn Abbas is quoted that, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, said, the hearts of our Shias who race in our love and turn towards us. And Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, is quoted that the Lord of the world said, make the hearts of some people yearn towards them, wherein the pronoun refers to the progeny, because he has not used the words, towards it, which would have made the pronoun refer to the Kaaba. Thus, you imagine that, Allah has made it, a must for you to come towards stones, and rub your hands on it, and not to turn towards us, and ask us questions, and to love us, the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. By Allah, Allah has not made it compulsory for you to follow any religion except our religion.
The fifth verse. Most surely the nearest of people to Ibrahim, are those who followed him and this prophet, and those who believe, and Allah is the guardian of the believers. The Holy Quran 3, 68. In Kafi, Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, is quoted that, those who put faith are the Imam, alayhi salam, and their followers. In Majma'ul Bayan, Omar ibn Yazid is reported to have said that Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, said, O Omar ibn Yazid! You people are from Ali Muhammad, alayhi salam. Omar ibn Yazid asked, we ourselves. The Imam, alayhi salam, averred thrice, yes, by Allah, you people are. Then the Hazrat looked at me, and I looked at him, when the Hazrat said, O Omar! The Almighty Lord has said in his book, most surely the nearest of people. The sixth verse. These are they on whom Allah bestowed favors, from among the prophets of the seed of Adam, and of those whom we carried with Nuh, and of the seed of Ibrahim and Israel, and of those whom we guided and chose, when the communications of the beneficent God were recited to them, they fell down making obeisance and weeping. The Holy Quran 19, 58. The apparent translation of which is, they are group on whom Allah has bestowed reward. They are from prophets, from the progeny of Adam and from the group whom we made ride the Ark of Nuh, and from the progeny of Ibrahim, and Israel, Yaqub, and from the group whom we guided and whom we selected. These are the people who, when Allah's verses are read out before them, they fall down in prostration, weeping. With reliable chains of narrators, Muhammad ibn Abbas, has narrated, from Imam Musa ibn Jafar, alayhi salam, that, people asked, for the explanation of this verse from him, and he replied, we are the progeny of Ibrahim, alayhi salam. We are those who rode the ark with Noah, alayhi salam. And we are the chosen ones of Allah, and by these words of Allah, and of those whom we guided and chose, are meant our Shias whom Allah has guided towards our love and affection, and he has selected them for our religion. So, they live on our religion, and die on our religion. Allah has praised them, and they worship Allah with courtesy and humility, as he has said, when the communications of the beneficent God were recited to them. The explanation given by the Hazrat is based on, of those whom we guided, is a reply to the query as is the opinion of a group of commentators. The seventh verse. And certainly we chose them, having knowledge, above the nations. The Holy Quran 44, 32. Though the apparent pronoun of this verse refers to Moses, alayhi salam, and his community, but since the affair of Bani Israel is similar to this community, and as, instead of the prophets who were in their ummah, and were their vicegerent in that ummah, the vicegerents of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are the holy imams, alayhim as-salam, who are superior over others. Muhammad ibn Ayyash has in his commentary quoted Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that, in the explanation of this verse, he said that it means, we have granted to the Imam superiority over others.